From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. One day after French voters put her in a presidential runoff with centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron, nationalist anti-immigration candidate Marine Le Pen has announced that she is stepping aside as a leader of her party so she can run as a candidate for all of the French. In a move aimed at broadening her appeal, Le Pen said on French public television, "Tonight I am no longer the president of the National Front. I am the presidential candidate," adding that she wants to be above partisan considerations. In what analysts describe as a political earthquake in France, Le Pen received 21.5% of the French presidential vote, while Macron garnered 23.8% of the vote. A winner needs an absolute majority, so a second round will be held on May 7th. It's the first time in the history of the modern French Republic that the presidency will be held by a member of a non-traditional party. Top officials in the Trump administration will hold a rare classified briefing at the White House. The briefing is for the entire U.S. Senate on the situation in North Korea. Officials say Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joe Dunford will conduct the briefing Wednesday. All 100 senators have been asked to the White House for the meeting. While lawmakers often receive classified briefings on Capitol Hill, it's rare for them to take place at the White House and for the entire Senate to be involved in one event. The briefing comes at a time of growing tensions between Washington and Pyongyang over North Korea's nuclear ambitions. This is VOA News.